This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Good morning, my friends. Welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage and the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Preferred Providers. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor and owner of City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle, where we're making your real estate experience more affordable. Well, if you've been listening to our show for the last 6 years, you would know this. Every year, I invite nonprofits onto my show to talk about what the organization's all about. And this is in hope that you will give them a donation during the holiday season. You might be thinking, my goodness, Debbie, isn't it too early? No, it's not too early. It's not too early to be thinking about where you might want to send your dollars to. And, you know, I have people every year that they call me and they will tell me, you know, I only have like maybe $5 to donate, you know, and I, you know, is that okay? Well, of course it's okay. You know, we have little kids give quarters to nonprofits. It's fine. Anything that you can give to any of the nonprofits in town. And, you know, the thing is, there's so many different types of nonprofits. And so I invite a variety on my show. But, you know, for those of you that have known me for a long time, you know, my heart is always with children. That's just where it's at. And I fight tooth and nail for kids. Do and say whatever you can about me. Don't matter. But you mess with a kid, I'm going to be there. Because that's just my nature. Yeah, you should see me around my grandkids. Mama Bear here. So anyways, we're going to be doing that until the end of the year. And I'll be reminding you every week the nonprofits that we've had on our show. And if you have any questions, I want you to call me at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. And be sure to go to our website, cityofcs.com. So the guest that I have today with me is Vicki Proffitt. She is the executive director of Sarah's Home. Welcome, Vicki.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, so this is what, your second or third time on my show. And every year I get more phone calls about your nonprofit than any other. I think it's just because it's just, at times it's very heart-wrenching, but it's something that's very needed. So let's talk about Sarah's Home. What is Sarah's Home? How did it get started?
Well, it got started 6-7 years ago by a group of ladies who had gone overseas on missions trips, and they were seeing children being trafficked overseas everywhere they went. So they were determined to do something about it. So they came back and found out that it was happening here. And so they were just blown out of the water, and they established Sarah's Home.
Why is it called Sarah?
Because in the Bible, Sarah was trafficked by her husband, Abraham, twice.
Okay. So that kind of goes hand in hand then, huh? Yeah, we have it here. And a lot of people, I think, are just so oblivious. They don't realize that it happens not just here in the United States, but even in our own community. You know, last time you were on the show and I got so many phone calls, I remember this one gentleman in particular. He goes, no, wait a minute. He goes, did I hear you right? Did you say here, right here in Colorado Springs? I said, yes, sir. That can't be. Well, it's true. Call the police department if you don't believe me. Better yet, call Sarah's Home and let them talk to you about what they do.
That's right.
So what exactly do you do?
Sarah's Home? So glad you asked. We are a residential, a home licensed by the state of Colorado for rescued, sex trafficked teenage girls.
You say teenage, but you've had younger than teenage, have you not?
12 up to 18.
Up 12, okay. So how do you come upon these children?
We get phone calls. The FBI in Denver knows my home number. The police department here in the Springs. Department of Human Services across the state, across the nation. And then judges and court systems know us and call us. Therapists, because there's only 3 centers in Colorado. One has 10 beds. We have 8. And then another has 5.
Wow. Is there more beds needed?
Yes, ma'am. But something very exciting for me to tell you now, Sarah's Home now is healthy, healthy, healthy. We don't take government funding so that we can include the parents in this, whether they were the traffickers or whether they're an amazingly wonderful family. They are required to do parent weekend with us so that we walk them through godly parenting, where there's support. We teach them what we're doing and teaching their children. So if and when the child goes home, and every girl eventually wants relationship with her family. So there's no explosion. Because if we don't educate and help the family, the probability of the girl succeeding after Sarah's home is very small.
Well, I'm guessing this is after adjudication in court, because yes. The parents, if they were part of it, they would have to go to court. They would yes. have to get their punishment.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So this is mending the family unit?
Yes, ma'am, it's possible.
If the girl wants to.
And she is the lead. We tell them that all the time. This is totally up to you. It's a yes from you or a no, and we don't go any further.
Okay. Yeah. You don't want something forced upon.
No, ma'am, sure. And we do not.
Well, so let's talk about, what are the circumstances? Oh, okay. They've been trafficked. But is the vast majority of these kids trafficked by people that they don't know? Or people that they do know? Well, are they led on the websites? I mean, how does this happen?
Well, first, let me tell you, one out of four, the FBI says one out of four girls before they turn 18 will be sexually abused. I hate to say it, but the biggest majority of the children that are now trafficked were abused in the home. Either daddy, grandpa, brother, maybe mama's boyfriend. The sexual abuse. Familial abuse starts at 4 years old. The normal abuse of children outside of familial that gets thrown into trafficking is 11 or 12 years old. So these children, and until somebody tells them this is not normal, they don't know.
Okay, you can see me, the reaction to my face. I know my listeners can't, but it angers me.
The statistic is over 300 children are being trafficked in our United States every year. Last year, 40% of the children that were rescued by the FBI were boys for the first time. So now, since Sarah's home is healthy, we are beginning the venture of opening a home for trafficked teenage boys in Colorado. There's only 12 beds for them in the whole United States. So now, there's a lot more for girls, but still less than 600 in the whole United States for these 300,000 children. So now we are looking for a home for these boys, preferably outside of a community, so they can be boys. Right. And we want to teach them a trade. Mm-hmm. We will educate them probably on property, like we mm-hmm. already do at Sarah's home. We have an accredited school on Sarah's home property.
Okay, when you said accredited school, so this is from what grade up to what?
Well, when they come to us, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
When they come to us, mm-hmm. we assess them.
Okay.
Our head of school assesses them, and wherever they've got holes, we have girls that come with third grade reading skills, maybe fourth grade math. The biggest tiers are at math, of course, mm-hmm. but we are highly trained staff, and we are multi-staffed at every level for these children.
So let's talk about your staff. Is your staff, I mean, are they vetted? Did they
yes,
go through a process?
Definite. You must. Highly trained, trauma trained. Highly trained.
Background check, that sort of
thing. Oh, totally. You can't walk on the property without background check.
Oh, I bet.
And so they're highly trained. We have three different levels of people involved out there. The first is the men that come out and mow our grass. Right now we've got two gentlemen that are pouring concrete for a sidewalk that'll take them down to the front door of the school. So they don't have face-to-face with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
But every other level, you have to be highly vetted.
So you really protect these girls' privacy, though.
Yes, ma'am.
That's numero uno, I guess, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
It is. Because they're so sensitive to anything, hypersensitive.
Well, sure.
They can sit in my office and hear the gravel in front of my office moving, and they are sensitive there. And it takes like 6 months for us to be able to do anything, because it takes that long for them to trust us.
That's pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
And like you said, your facility, nobody knows where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
It's very secretive.
Mm-hmm.
Even I don't know where it's at.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to kill you if you did.
Right. I'm teasing. Right. So you typically have people mail you the donations.
Yes.
And then you had a drop off last year, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
We can talk about that when we come back on our break.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to take a short break and hear from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to hear more about Sarah's Home and how you can help. Be sure and go to our website, cityofcs.com. Learn about more of our past shows and also our blogs. Come on back, listen, and learn. Is this the year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your 2019 changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers, from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Welcome back. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, and I am with Vicki Proffitt. She's the executive director of Sarah's Home. And Vicki, we've been talking about, I don't know, which I call them clients. Would you call the girls that stay with you?
Our kids.
Your kids. Your kids at Sarah's Home. And you house, you feed, you educate, and you help them get back into society, so to speak, after they've been trafficked, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And then we're talking about, you know, from 12 years old upward. Where do kids go that are below 12 years old?
Foster care.
Okay. You know, and you were giving us numbers before of all these, you know, the kids that have been sex trafficked here in the United States. I imagine a lot of them end up in homeless shelters, too.
Yes. I believe the statistic is, we hate to say it, but most of the kids on the street are giving sex to survive.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Drugs.
Because that's what they know.
Yeah, anything to survive. A runaway most likely that is on the street will get into sex trafficking.
Yeah, drugs, that sort of thing. Yeah, it all goes probably hand in hand. You know, last time you were here, we talked about girls that are sex trafficked, that they are lured on the internet also.
That's really the way it's happened. Seldom does anyone get kidnapped anymore. They are appealed to on social media. The pimps reach that heart place that every girl, every female, every adult female wants met. You're beautiful. Oh, you're so smart. Look at that beautiful hair. They appeal to that hole in each of us that wants somebody to say we're valuable. And then they hunt these girls. Another place that can happen is at the mall or at the skating rink or even youth groups or even school. The pimp sends a bottom, his main girl, to find these children that are vulnerable. And that's where they get them. But I know two separate stories of people who approached a good family and said, your child is vulnerable. Oh, no, they're not. We have dinner together all the time. We're this, we're that. They're not. And he says, I'll prove it to you. So he posed as a 21-year-old and got on the Snapchat, whatever they are on, and wooed her after a while, telling her that he was 21. Finally, he said, would you meet me at such and such? Mm-hmm. He took the family, the parents with him, and here she came.
Right.
There are even websites that girls can go on to sell themselves now. We had a girl that did that. She got on the website, and when mom went to work, he came and got her. She was 14.
Do you suppose that the vast majority of these girls do not have a male figure in their family?
That's really possible. And I will say this to you, and you may get a lot of calls on this one, but pornography is their worst enemy.
Sure.
Because we think, how could a man do this? In the newspaper in Denver in 2017, the FBI, it was in the newspaper, the FBI rescued a 5-year-old little girl and her 3-month-old sister who were trying to be sold for $600. Now, how in the world could that happen in our United States? Pornography.
Well, that's all over the internet.
It is.
It makes it easy.
It is.
You know, that's why, you know, in the past when I've talked about, you know, girls having issues, that sort of thing with, you know, being being hunted, it doesn't hurt to have a great male figure in the family.
It not only doesn't hurt, it's mandatory. Right now we've got a girl that's got the most wonderful daddy. She has hope because that daddy gives her what she needs, affirms her, tells her she's lovely, she's smart, mm-hmm. she can do this, mm-hmm. she can do this. That is huge. If there's a man in their life who they trust and has not sexualized them.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of times, well, matter of fact, my girlfriends and I talk about this quite often. Girls can be mean. They can be very, very mean, especially in junior high school. And they pick at each other and they grade each other on clothing, on appearance, whatever it may be. When that happens, girls can be crushed. They can get low self-esteem. So they're looking for attention on the outside. And that's when these creeps come in. Have the laws gotten stronger?
Yes.
Tell
Thank
me about it.
God. I can't tell you, but that you can go online mm-hmm. and find out. Just since I came on board almost 5 years ago, the laws are changing huge. Now they are called victims, not prostitutes. There are many wonderful laws that are allowing the courts to prosecute. Used to it was $25 fine and slap on the hand. Now it's big time. The weakness is still that the girls are needed to testify. If in their head that's still the boyfriend or still the daddy or there's still attraction or loyalty, mm-hmm. they won't testify.
Sure.
And then if they do, they're re-traumatized. So yes, the laws are changing and we are delighted.
Good. Yeah, it must be very difficult to face a person in court that has abused you terribly, but yet you have that, you know, attraction.
And connection.
Right, because they fed you and they
quote-unquote
loved you.
Exactly.
Right.
Success to us, people say, how long does it take to get success? I say when they die. But success mm-hmm. in their definition, success mm-hmm. to us is when they're all branded. And so success is one of them says, could I get this tattoo taken off? Mm. Or if they'll take a shower without somebody sitting outside of the shower door. Success is beautiful, but it's not what you might think is success. It's not total healing. It takes forever.
Oh, I'm sure. A lifetime even. Absolutely. It might get a little bit better as time progresses.
It does.
But it's still there. So what is Sarah's Home's needs? What do you need from us, the public?
The first thing we need is prayer. Unless God heals them, it's excruciatingly difficult, and only he knows the layers and layers in their hearts. But coming towards Christmas, some of the things that are really big to us are gift cards, event cards. Right now, they're taking dance lessons once a week. They're doing equine therapy.
Awesome.
Equine therapy twice
equine
a
therapy
month.
Equine therapy is wonderful.
We have an art therapist coming once a month. They go and actually serve in a community that I can't say where it is, of course, but mm-hmm. that they're giving of themselves. They take guitar lessons. It's wonderful.
Right.
But events are huge to them. It's not really in our budget, mm-hmm. but we had recently had a gentleman that came to one of our galas say, I want them to choose which show they want to go see at the Denver Performing Arts. And I want them to go to a nice restaurant afterwards.
Oh, that's nice.
That's huge to us.
Right.
To the zoo, tickets to the zoo. There's many. A Simpage Theater. I'm not advertising.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But those
sure.
kinds of things. Or these Christmas plays that are going to be happening.
Okay.
We love to take them to those things. Or giving us gift cards to take them to even a fast food is a blessing to us.
Your budget, you say you're pretty healthy.
Our budget monthly is $32,000. Like I mentioned, we don't take government funding.
Right.
Plain people do this. Organizations uh-huh. recently, PPAR, we were their annual event.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And they gave us over $14,000.
Yep.
That's huge to
That's
us.
That's Pikes Peak Association for Realtors,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, it is. It is. Let's do that. And so we got to go to their casino night, and they blessed us out of our mind. And from that, we're getting a lot of other things. We've got four builders that came to me and said, take my card. When you get this boys' home, I will help free for you.
So maybe you might be in need of cash donations.
We do.
Do you need bedding?
No, ma'am. We do not need bedding. We do need a house. And somebody says, well, I don't have a house. But that's a big thing we need now. And we need people to come behind us so that we can open this boys' home.
Okay. So you can purchase a home. So
yes.
You need funding.
No. We don't want to purchase a home. We want it donated.
You want it donated. Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Was Sarah's home, was that donated?
Yes, for a dollar.
Okay. Great.
And we have
three
buildings and half of a city block.
Right. Very, very nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's people that can write a check for anything out there looking for a cause like us.
So if you're out there, please get in touch with Vicki Prophet. What's your phone number, Vicki?
970-901-9156.
And what is your website?
sarahshome.us.
.us. Again, Vicki's phone number is 970-901-9156. Or you can go to their website at sarahshome.us. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Hey, you know, you said you needed gift cards, and you probably need them to even stores for Christmas gifts, that sort of thing. Target, Walmart, Dillard's, any place, right? You would be welcome.
Yeah? Yes, please. Would you like my post office box so they can mail them?
That would be absolutely wonderful.
P.O. Box 29, Peyton, P-E-Y-T-O-N, Colorado 80831.
We'll put this out on our website, too. So that is Sarah's Home, P.O. Box 29, Peyton, 80831. Hey, you know, if you didn't have a pen with you, a paper, whatever, just give me a ring. I'd be more than happy to give you this information. I always get phone calls when I have you on my show, so I would love to answer any questions you might have.
The girls at Sarah's Home love you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And thank you for coming on our show.
I'm honored.
You always have so much information to give us, and I think it's an eye-opener for many people, right? Many people don't know it actually. It's here, right here in El Paso County. Thanks again. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you.
Hey folks, just because it's fall, it doesn't mean that real estate is not active. There's still plenty of buyers out there shopping for the perfect home. You know, many of them didn't find what they were looking for this summer, so don't think your home won't sell. It will sell. Hey, if you're looking for a market analysis, give me a phone call, 719-641-1357, and be sure to go to our website, cityofcs.com, to find out why we are so different and can save you thousands of dollars. We're a full-service real estate company with an audience of over 50,000 people, many looking for homes. Give me a call, 719-641-1357. A big thanks to Vicki Prophet from Sarah's Home for being on the show. If you need more information, give me a ring, 719-641-1357, and I'll give you her information. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. This coming Thursday is Halloween. Please be very, very diligent in slowing down in neighborhoods. You do not want to run over a trick-or-treater. Be safe out there. Have a wonderful week. Until next week, my friends, remember, it's never too late to become the person you were meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.